Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Damiano La Rocca, a friend of VI Talk. Hiya Damiano, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Hi there, Damiano, it's Tracy. So could you just give the listeners an overview of Siebel Holidays for us, please?
Sure. So at Siebel, we organise accessible holidays for people with any sort of visual impairment and also wheelchair users. The holidays are usually tailored for the specific individual that's coming on holiday, whether it is as a solo traveller or maybe a couple or maybe a group of friends. And we also organise cultural holidays for a number of charities around the UK. In the past few years, we have organised mainly in Sicily and Slovenia, where we run activities such as scuba diving, windsurfing and olive oil making and so forth. And then we also organise skiing holidays. So all the activities are tailored for people with sight impairments. So we have made all the adaptations to make sure that everyone can actually enjoy. So there is more to do as opposed to just sightseeing holidays, for example. And we are expanding in destinations from this year. So we are actually adding more destinations related to activities. So we do Rome, and we're going to be doing Cyprus and the north of Italy from next year.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's really good. So you're exhibiting at Site Village. So what can people who visit expect to see on the Siebel stand?
Yeah, so we are, obviously me and my colleague Emma, there to explain how the holiday works. So sometimes people don't know how they can actually go on holiday on their own. So we have case studies and examples from other people that go on holiday with us, and then perhaps they start to organize their own holidays. So we're there to answer all the questions and the doubts that people might have. Sometimes we also have some previous participants from Victa, for example. So we have live examples of people going on holiday on their own. So we suggest the prospective clients to have a chat with those people so they can relate to each other and understand what are the doubts and if there are any that can be solved from us or from someone who's already been on holiday with us.
Excuse me. So will you be offering any special discounts or offers as part of that?
Well, it depends. We have our prices are very competitive compared to the actual offer around. So we already have the prices at the very kind of basic, as we are still trying to reach out to more people. So we want everyone to come regardless their budgets. So the prices are quite standard. What we do, we work together with the person to understand what sort of budgets they have, and then we tailor it exactly maybe for less days, or we suggest to join some of the groups that are coming to our destinations. As it happened in the past few seasons, some people that have come on holiday with us, they've kind of joined together and maybe they post something on Facebook. And when it's 3, 4, 5 people, the price gets reduced. So, you know, we're going to talk about all this while we are at Site Village.
So can you just give people a quick overview of what happens on a Siebel holiday, Damiano? For example, people are met at the airport, aren't they, and things like that?
Oh, yes. So from the time that the person get in touch with me, we tailor the holiday. We the person, you, for example, if you are coming, you will choose the number of days, the destination, the number of activities, and then what we do, we just put it all together. Every holiday has a chaperone guide included. So someone that at the destination will wait for you at your arrival. It will have your name on it in a board, and then the special assistants will look out for them. This person is going to be your friend throughout the holiday, so it will make sure that you check in the accommodation and get to know your surroundings. They will introduce you to the accommodation owners, and then it will just take you to the different activities and excursions every day. And then the meal times, it's very important. We suggest daily restaurants for things to try, and then the guide will usually take you to the restaurant, help you ordering, and then you just give him a text, call back later on, and he will pick you up after your meal.
Yeah, so, then, so much more than a holiday, a whole experience as well. It is. And totally inclusive. So if people aren't able to come along to Site Village to see you there, are there any other ways that they can get the information about what you offer?
Yes, indeed. There is my telephone number, which is 0207-749-4866. And then people can email us at info@seable, which is seable.co.uk. We have a Facebook page as well, Seable Holidays, or a Twitter page, again, Seable Holidays, or the website with all the information over there. The website is seable.co.uk, and on the website we actually launched a brochure for this and next year, so anyone that wants the full brochure, they can either download the PDF or Word document, or there is a request and we will send one at your door pretty much within a week.
Are the brochures available in any other formats other than print, Damiano?
We are working on that. So the PDF can be downloaded and it's accessible for screen readers. And we have Word and the PDF format. But so far we haven't had any request for example, audio brochures or Braille, because now with screen readers, everyone just downloads them. But if someone requested Braille or sound, we can probably start looking into it.
That would be brilliant. So lots of useful information there on your website as well. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about what the future holds for Seable Holidays?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we are expanding slowly as we try to find cool activities and cool guides that are able to speak English, first of all, and be good guides and be friendly. So it's a slow process, but we have found some amazing people. So we have now Sicily as our residential destinations, and then we have Cyprus, we have Rome, Slovenia, and the north of Italy. And also for groups. So if anyone listening to this is from a charity, we organize cultural trips for charities, and we can organize everywhere. So we have, for example, Vikta, which comes every year, and we've been in Iceland. We're going to Thailand next year. We've been to Cyprus, Slovenia. So any destination is really doable as long as we collaborate with the charity on the logistics level. Then we will do a travel workshop if anyone wants to come along. And we will talk about how people can travel independently and what's the support out there for people that want to travel, and especially why it's important that people actually travel abroad more.
That's wonderful. Thank you ever so much, Damiano. Loads of information for people to take on board there. And you. If you go along to Site Village, definitely pop along and say hello to Damiano and his team.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for this opportunity again.
Thank you. It's been good to talk to you again.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.